Dalbert decided to have some rock piles buried. In one particular field, there was another rock still in the ground that had been a constant nuisance. Well, Dalbert said to the crawler operator, "Why don't you get that other rock out too? It's too big for me. Bury it with the rest of them." When the operator started digging, it wasn't long until he realized it's something really big. When he finally got it out, it measured about 8 feet in diameter. Dalbert decided to have him just push it to the edge of the field and leave it. His name will always be associated with that rock. Someday, some boy's going to ask his dad, "Man, where'd that big thing come from?" The answer? Well, Dalbert Ballinger dug that out of his field. The lesson? People could dig up a lot of stuff that could be associated with us. It's important that we maintain a good reputation. It's also important that we don't dig up things about others, even if they're true. 'Cause maybe they and God would just as soon keep them buried. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health, achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the Natural Health button. Start your health journey today.
Join me for the Alex Jones Show Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on americasfreedomnetwork.com. Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on americasfreedomnetwork.com.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. americasfreedomnetwork.com.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Did you know we have a new host, Mad Vax, on our radio show every Saturday from noon till 1? The Mad Vax and the Rev show. Don't miss it. This is quality radio at its best.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Are you a homeschool parent or student seeking an honest education free from the monopolistic constraints of a government-run education system? Standards Plus History Academy, www.sphistory.com, is designed for homeschool families or even young adults seeking a deeper education, offering self-guided world history, U.S. history, U.S. government, JFK assassination curricula, and instructor-led online classes. That's www.sphistory.com or 931-494-0070.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Thanks. Okay, second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And the podcasts are archived on 1360KHNC.com. Studio A, which is the radio station. I transmit from the internet radio. The first hour is also archived on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. As I prepare for the programs, there is so much that happening that I can't cover everything. So I know that I don't want to cover much on the drones out in the East Coast. The war in Syria is more important. The war in Ukraine is more important. I haven't been able to spend much time presenting what's happening in Asia with the Asian nations. I have, for about 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I haven't said much about the BRICS plan to de-dollarize. It's not going away. The matter of de-dollarizing, the matter of the end of the petrodollar, America's way in which to control the nations economically. It is a family plan. It's not the United States of the government, the United States government. It is a plan by a family, the Rockefellers. It always has been a Rockefeller plan. It was a Rockefeller creation, as well as the PNAC, Project for a New American Century, Trilateral Commission. It goes on and on. The National Defense Authorization Act. These are creations of a family that uses what we call the United States government and every agency in this government. If you get the concept, then everything you see you can understand the family plan, the CIA. The family, as it planned to drill for oil internationally, harvest metals internationally, build pharmaceutical companies internationally, multinational corporations. The family needed a military. The military is known as the CIA. It is the intelligence agency that protects all of the interests of the family. And people would think, well, that's not true. Well, it is absolutely true. There's an individual who basically is going to demand worship in the West. Oh, that's not true. Well, you read Revelation chapter 13. And Revelation chapter 17 and 17, Revelation chapter 18 are talking about the United States of America. Chapter 13 presents to the readers, the two individuals that will control and rule the country and how they rule. It's all in the book of Revelation. We, the world, right now, We have entered into a window. When in the space program, the shuttle flights, as they re-entered the Earth's atmosphere, when they'd been out in space doing what they do militarily with genetics and everything else, they had a window. They had a time in which they could come back into an area in the Pacific and land, or on the West Coast land the space shuttle. But it all depended on the weather. So they had a window of time. It was a time period. And then when they're coming back into the Earth's atmosphere, they had to hit a narrow, you might say, window, and they had to stay within a certain drop or descent, and had to be done carefully. The world is now inside of an 8-year period of time, and in this 8-year period of time, it would be the final 8 years before Christ returns. We are inside the 8-year window. We're 2 months into it, roughly, possibly 3. And in this 8-year period, at the beginning of it, I'll put it this way, there's a 10-year window, which I began to speak to this audience about 2 years ago, a final decade before Christ's return. We're in that 10 years. At the 9-year mark, the war in Gaza on October 7th began. That put us at 9 years out. Now, a year later, we have an additional conflict in Syria. We're inside the 8-year window. As the about the 7-year window, there's going to be a massive war that will be concluded, and I'll talk about that when I get back. The outro music will distract you. I'll be back.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Mike Morris from Warriors Revolution. What's your experience been like advertising on KHNC?
Yeah, it's been great. One of the best decisions I ever made, I think. So, you know, and yeah, I was happy to do it. It's been great. The listeners here, I'm telling you, I've done ads all over the place. The one thing that I can always count on is these listeners. They are some of the most supportive people I've ever met. They're great. They come in. They're repeat customers. I love doing business here, and I love the audience here.
Call 970-587-5003.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Here's the deal. If you would like to noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us here at AM 1360. KHNC is not just any radio station. Our listenership has grown tremendously over the past year or so because of all the quality programming that's been added. Programs such as The Dan Bongino Show, which KHNC is one of only 3 stations in Colorado licensed to air the show. Our listener engagement time averages over 3 hours, and our rates are about half of other stations, even though in most cases we have more listeners. Call us at 970-587-5003, and we will schedule you to come on the air free of charge to tell the listeners all about your business. We will also cut a custom commercial for you to be played during the breaks while you are on the air. So again, if you want to try something that will noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us at 970-587-5003.
We're inside of an 8-year window already. And within 8 years, roughly, not much longer than that, absolutely shorter than that, 7 years, maybe 10 months, Christ will return. For 2,000 years, people have talked about Christ's coming, the return of Jesus Christ. But no one talks about the return and when that return and the generation of that return and the timeline. And can we know the day and the hour? No, not the day, not the hour. The year? Yes, 2032. The season? Yes, most likely fall. The month? Most likely either September, possibly October. The week, the within 2 week period? For the most part, yes. The day and the hour? No. Will the world pay attention to the events, the signs occurring internationally? For the most part, yes. Eventually they will. What will be the main sign that they look for? An individual who would declare himself to be God and demand to be worshipped. At that point, the people of the world will realize that Christ is returning. Another sign is great distress economically, internationally, on every nation. And right now, we have two very important economic systems clashing with one another. These two systems, the petrodollar system that has been in place since World War II, since 1974, I think it is, and a new economic system that has been developed by a brilliant man that the world hates, especially the government, our government, the British, the Germans, the French, the English, pretty much all of the NATO nations, Vladimir Putin. Is he in the Bible? Yes, he is. He's the leader of a great nation, Russia, or Rosh, in the land of Magog, with a people called Tubal and Rosh, Tubal, Meshach. Another great nation in the book of Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. Nation called Put or Turkey. Another great nation called Persia, Iran. These three major nations, along with two nations in northern Africa, Ethiopia and Libya, will attack Israel after Israel adds to her real estate the nation of Jordan. And within, between the 8-year and the 7-year period before Christ's return, the war with the nations in Ezekiel 38 and 39 will occur at the end of the, just prior to the 7-year mark. But Israel must expand the real estate into present-day Jordan first. That is coming very shortly. About the time Jordan, Israel expands her dominance and actually ownership of present-day Jordan. At the same time this occurs, there will be another sign by God that's in the Bible called the destruction of Damascus. And I told the audience in the first hour, they have this earthquake bomb they detonated yesterday in along the coast in Syria. Took out an old, I think it is a Russian military base right on the edge of the sea. And there was a munitions dump there also, because a lot of the munitions come via the Mediterranean. The initial explosion was just a massive ball of fire that shook a 3.0 on magnitude on the Richter scale. But traveled faster than a normal earthquake. I'm trying to think of the word. But it moved quickly. Faster than that, twice the movement of an earthquake, just a natural earthquake, because it was like hitting a bell, boom. Is this the weapon that Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, is going to use to destroy all of the jihadist leaders that are going to gather in Damascus? Because they are going to gather. HTS, this Al-Qaeda, it was Al-Qaeda with a new name, new title to hide it. The individual, Muhammad al-Julani, all of the terrorist brothers, the Muslim Brotherhood, are going to gather. It's going to be the place of dialogue. And at one point, with Israeli intelligence, they're going to take out all of these leaders. Pretty sure that's exactly what's going to happen. And Damascus will be no more. It won't be a nuclear. Because the Bible says that, I guess I should tell you where it is in the Bible. It's in Isaiah chapter 17, the first part of the chapter, and also in Amos chapter 1. Sheep herders will be allowed back in that area to take care of their flocks. Goat herders, sheep herders. So it won't be nuclear. It may be what we witnessed over the weekend, the earthquake weapon. Is it going to happen? Absolutely. When will it happen? It's very soon. It's going to occur very, very soon. Because the clock is ticking. Christ is coming. Christ will return, according to my interpretation of the scriptures, 2032, in about the fall. He has to return, because by 2029, the earth will be in dire straits. Economically, with lack of food, with disease, man-made, with land crops or land to grow the crops on being non-existent. One of the big prophecies that's already begun, I have an article right here. Russia is producing more weapons presently. Let's see. The defense industry is outperforming the European, outpacing the arms production of the entire EU. after it ramped up its defense industry despite Western sanctions. And a guy by the name of Andreas Kubilius, they're funny names, in an interview stated last Friday that Europe needs to get moving. They need to begin to up their production of military weapons. Well, Russia, they have the resources to produce weapons, more weapons in 3 months than the entire European arms industry can produce in 6 months. More weapons than the entire German army has. I mentioned this article because in the book of Joel, it says that God will issue a declaration to the people of the world, to the nations of the world. And he says to the nations of the world, take your farming equipment and build weapons for war. Take all of your machinery, your iron, take your energy, and build weapons for war. What is the United States doing? What are we doing? What is Russia doing? And here, this individual tells the European nations, build more weapons. Russia produces more tanks than it uses on the front lines. The individual that has done more for the world in a positive way is Vladimir Putin. You may not see it the way I see it, but I have to explain it to you. Vladimir Putin has built a completely separate economic system protecting the nations of the world from Klaus Schwab, from the Federal Reserve, from the English Rothschilds. This is why they hate Vladimir Putin. But God has used Vladimir Putin. He's going to die as a noble man in his bed. He'll go to sleep one night and he will be with the Lord. I do believe he is a religious man. Oh, but a religious man, they can't fight wars. That's murder. No, he is a civil servant, just like Donald Trump. Civil servants are put in place by God to protect the countries they represent, that they govern. That's what Vladimir Putin is. He's a civil servant. He is commanded by God to protect his borders. It's a law written by Moses. Israel must protect their borders against hostile enemies. That's what they're doing. The people of the world are going to have to protect their borders from a hostile enemy called the United States. I'll be back, Rick Rodriguez, the President Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed, for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
Learn all about our new LifeWave stem cell regeneration patches by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Also, listen for upcoming broadcasts of the LifeWave information programs that will be airing here on AM 1360.
Hello,
radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673. 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
Need pain relief? Greska's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hello, K-Agency listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com.
So we're in a window, an 8-year window, we're already inside of it. Christ must return. He will return, because if he doesn't return, the individuals that are insane, that are mad, will destroy the world. They've already begun to destroy the world. Their insanity is evident. Everywhere you look, there's insanity. And the insanity is not the nations and the populations and the to some degree, with the corrupt citizens of the nations, absolutely. But the individuals who are fighting for territory, the territory, the earth, the globe, the oceans, the atmosphere, land masses, to control the people of the world. If they can't control them, they will murder them in any way possible. And in before the world, I'll back up. From the 70s, it has been evident that America had a plan initiated through a family, the Rockefeller family. The main architect of all this evil would be Henry Kissinger, along with Zbigniew Brzezinski, who has a daughter on television now that is communist, just like her dad, and her husband, communist, just like his wife. The people that are behind the cameras, communists, just like the talk show hosts. It's a spirit. It's an anti-God spirit. The plan to control the world economically. You control New York City by controlling the oil, the railroads, the tankers, the refineries, etc. Brilliant plan. You own the country by putting the people that come out of Yale, Harvard, Purdue, these great centers of education. Firstly, they should be attorneys to know the laws, to write the laws, to protect the family, and then position them in the United States government in every as many agencies as possible, especially in the Seven Hills of Hell area in Washington, D.C. And then you use antitrust laws, you destroy those antitrust laws, and you allow these corporations to grow like cancer. You don't stop them, you feed them. And not just to control industry in America, but globally. And then you have a way to keep people under bondage through drugs. Internationally, it's illegal to grow opium in country. So you grow it in the Philippines, you grow it in South America, which is where it's now being grown, or in Afghanistan, or in Cambodia. But you control the drugs internationally. Brilliant plan. And guess who was the architect of much of this evil? Then, monetarily, through oil, Henry Kissinger. These people know how to pick the best people to do their to bring their plans to fruition. And because they are now, these people are now on the verge of the great final assault on the nations to rule the world, they have to destroy a nation, Russia. Before the Soviet bloc was disintegrated, ended, it had to. It's in the Bible. Russia was a group of nations, the Soviet bloc, controlling internationally with that Soviet bloc. At the end of the Reagan administration, the Soviet bloc ended. Russia became a nation solo. This is exactly what the Bible said must happen. It was a prophecy. Russia must be a nation that grows solo, alone. And Russia has done just that, to become a great country, not a group of countries. Ezekiel 38 says Russia will be a nation that will be so powerful, it will have comrades that it will protect. It will be a protection for these other countries that are going to come to the Middle East for war. But Russia would not be a group of nations. It would be alone, but powerful mighty, influential, and that began to occur with the presidency of Vladimir Putin. Putin is in the Bible, just like Adolf Hitler is in the Bible. The Rockefeller family is in the Bible. Bush, the Bush family, they're in the Bible. Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, they're in the Bible. I need more minutes, but for now, I'll use what I have. I'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, podcasts both hours, 1360KHNC.com.
That 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access pricing you've never seen before now.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags. Simply click on the Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page at 1360khnc.com.
Our mission here at KHNC is to bring you great uncensored common sense talk radio and the world's best health products to make your lives better. That's our mission, and we couldn't do any of it without all of you out there. Thank you, and God bless.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs.
Out of Zero Hedge, East versus the West. A global dollar dump is inevitable, and the U.S. must prepare. October 2024, Russia hosted the annual BRICS summit in Kazan. The Kremlin, a target of several NATO sanctions since the start of the war in Ukraine, been effective in solidifying economic guarantees from the BRICS partners. Russia had to become a nation powerful on its own standing on its own 2 feet. No Soviet blocs, no other nations, solo. That has come to pass. Took place in the late 80s. Prophecy must be fulfilled. Now Russia, in spite of sanctions, is one of the most powerful nations in the world. No matter what the sanctions are now, Keir Starmer of England is once again asking the NATO or the European nations to sanction Russia, the G7 countries, to weaken Russia. They won't. They won't. Russia has a prophecy that it must fulfill. Russia doesn't want to. Vladimir Putin is doing everything possible to keep from being forced into the Middle East. Last week, with this Muhammad al-Julani moving these terrorist jihadists into Syria, Russia had to engage, is engaged, along with Iran. Turkey was supporting them. Now Turkey's starting to have second thoughts. What have we done? Sow to the wind, reap the whirlwind. The United States has opened the door for the U.S. What did we do? We're bombing all of the hindering, whatever's hindering Julani from moving this jihadist army into Syria and removing Bashar al-Assad. It was successful. But they've sown to the wind, they're going to reap the whirlwind. Vladimir Putin, it does not want conflict in the Middle East, but he's going to be forced into it. The Bible says he will be forced into this conflict. He doesn't have a choice. And this will happen within the 8-year period before Christ returns. It'll be within roughly the 7-year period that the war with Russia in the Middle East in the area of Jordan, northern Jordan, is complete, is finished, concluded. The freight train is moving quickly downhill. And the freight train is the prophecies in the Bible concerning the final decade. In the final decade, like I stated earlier, 9-year mark, 9 years out, the Gaza war, or Psalm 83 regional war. Then Syria would be, it says that the leader of Syria would be removed. Well, he left. He's in Russia with his family. That prophecy now, that part of the prophecy in Amos chapter 1 has been fulfilled. The next part of the prophecy is the destruction of Damascus as a city. And then another part of the prophecy in Amos chapter 1 is Moab, which is the area in central Jordan, is going to be destroyed. I think this is the in conjunction with the destruction of Damascus. The two are like fingers on your hand. They happened at the same time, simultaneously almost. Then this forces Russia to focus on the Middle East with Turkey, with Iran. The United States is going to expand our military presence in Syria. Donald Trump man of the year is going to do everything possible to bring some kind of an agreement? No, he won't. He can't. I will say that he cannot stop prophecy. He's not going to stop this new economic system from continuing to develop the BRICS network. He's not going to stop it. Putin, here about a month ago, called for an alternative international payment system, passed around a mock-up, what he called a BRICS banknote. It's symbolic. And this is why Trump has been ranting. He says that the banknote and the concept behind it is much... Well, I've got to go to break. It is more realistic and real, and it's coming.
Bleed Stop. Clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop. Safe in the wound.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house.
Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit HFOTUSA.org.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born. Like a dog without a bone, and actor out alone, riders on the storm. There's a killer.
Okay, at this gathering last month, Putin flashed around a banknote because this is something the BRICS have been working on for well over a decade. This is an article out of RT, under Zero Hedge, I'm sorry. This was on the 10th of December. The cynics think that such a thing is impossible. They're living in denial, or they have an agenda to peddle. Trump, in particular, seems to understand quite well that the BRICS currency concept is not a bluff or a joke. In a recent social media post, Trump threatened to increase tariffs for any nation that tries to diminish or replace the dollar's world reserve status. The dollar is the premier currency used in vast majority of international transactions. Putin responded with the warning that Trump's efforts to reinforce the dollar would backfire. And they will. I agree. They will backfire. Says here that overall Putin is right. Any move to force the dollar onto developing nations as a reserve currency will only result in them dumping the dollar faster. Tariffs act as a leverage for short-term adjustments to trade imbalances, but they aren't going to be effective. They will not be effective in preventing other countries from using alternative currencies. This is what Putin has been working on since the 2005-6-7, 20 years roughly. He is doing this because he understands the power of a family in America, and he understands clearly the United States government does not rule this country. It is a family. He understands that. Putin is an expert and understands the Pilgrim Society, City of London, Pilgrim Society, City of New York. He understands these two sister agencies. He understands everyone involved in Europe, Macron, the German chancellors, these people. They know very well who Pilgrim Society is in this country. Lindsey Graham, Pelosi. Oh, before I forget, Nancy Pelosi fell and broke her hip in Germany. What's she doing in Germany? Continued attack on Russia. She's there to help to encourage Germany to continue to resist everything Putin is doing. She fell, broke her hip. Mitch McConnell fell a few days earlier. He didn't break anything. There's nothing to break. It's all broken already. But Nancy broke her hip. Not good, Nancy. God is speaking to you now directly. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. We'll visit tomorrow. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com podcast. 1360KHNC.com for both hours.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit ColoradoProperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.